the producer of the show, or the guys that engineer the show, and the people that I cross over with, Carell and Andrew and some of their people. The rest of these people, I don't want to sit and have any drinks with them or socialize with them. Now, if you'd been through what I've been through, and I wish I could go into it, but I won't. But someday I will, and someday you'll get the whole story. But if you'd been through what I've been through, you wouldn't want to have anything to do with anybody you ever worked with again, socially or otherwise, for that matter. Not only me, but members of my family. Because you don't know when the next knife is going to go sink, is going to just be sunk deep into your back. You don't know where it's coming from. Because I'm going to tell you something, this is the truth. It's not enough anymore, guys, to just show up and do your job. It's not enough. You have to watch everything you do and say. You have to be careful that even if you're doing and saying things that are perfectly fine, somebody will use it and misinterpret it and twist it and try to turn it into something that you didn't say or didn't do. We live in the day and age of, this is the new fascism, the new McCarthyism. It's not the government. You clowns that are worrying about the government, you guys really make me laugh. I get such a kick out of listening to these people with their government problems, with their one world government. You know, I don't know where you guys came from or what. Are you the ragtag remnants of the John Birch Society? Is that what you guys are? What are you? Are you totally disaffected? The Republican Party just didn't get the leather boots ordered in time for you. It's just not out there enough for you. You really got to take it to the next level. Is that what you guys are about? I don't know who you are, but you really are thoroughly entertaining. Worrying about the government coming down. Let me tell you what the new fascism is. It's your coworkers and your neighbors thumbing through law books, trying to find the loophole that's going to get them to take your property away from you, or a piece of your driveway away from you, or your job away from you, because who knows what happened to them when they were raised. They weren't given enough love. They were taken off the nipple too soon. I don't know what the problem is. So they're thumbing their way through rule books and law books and hiring any lawyer that they possibly can hire or afford to try to get you out of the job you have, or out of the home that you live in, or out of the money that you have, because they got a hard on for life and things didn't go the way that they should for them, so somebody's got to pay. I found this out after moving back home to L.A. Because as much as I love this place, it really is a city of lightweights. And the other thing about L.A. that you got to, you know, those of you who don't know anything about this town, this is Omaha with Hollywood in the middle of it. Take Hollywood out, man. You might as well be in Nebraska. You might as well be living in Nebraska. This town is about as Midwest as it gets. You walk through Pasadena. I dare you to walk through Pasadena. Take a photograph. Compare that with any snapshot you take of downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. The people are exactly the same. So I say that to say what? I say that to say thanks for the invite to the Christmas party. I think I'll pass.
And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And this is an interesting story here that came across the wire, probably not about, I don't know, 4 hours ago. A man who lives in West Los Angeles is going to court to get his mother to, is going to go to court to try to separate his mother, at least, from some of the money that was left to her by her late husband, his late father. And we're going to get him on the line here in West L.A., and the gentleman's name is Larry Grover. Mr. Grover, you live in West Los Angeles. You are currently living with your mother?
That is correct, yes, sir.
When did your father die?
Phil, my father passed on 3 years ago. At the age of 67, and at that time left my mother with a pension as well as his Social Security and a sizable portion of his estate, which valued at that time in cash to about $800,000. along with some properties. I am not interested in the properties. What I am interested in is essentially $10,000 of that $800,000 endowment.
Did your father leave you any money at all?
My father left me $100,000, which I put into a new home that I purchased for my ex-wife. My ex-wife and I divorced a year ago, and she essentially became the beneficiary, because of the community law properties in the state of California, she became the beneficiary of much of the cash as well as our home. And that's a whole other story. I have three children with her, and it essentially, the divorce left me close to destitute, where I was forced to move back in with my mother. She lives in the West L.A. area here.
How old is your mom?
My mother is 65.
And how old are you, sir?
I'm 31 years old.
31 years of age, and you have moved back in with your mom because of this divorce, because financial. Do you have a job?
I do have I do some part-time consulting work. I do some computer sharpshooting, but right now I'm not employed full-time. But this really doesn't have anything to do, Mr. Henry, with the particulars of my father's estate. It's more or less something that goes back to my childhood that I had become accustomed to and was trying to reintroduce into our home.
Well, you want $10,000 for what? Yeah, my understanding was that the $10,000 that you're looking for is for Christmas presents?
Well, yes, but it's to make a point. The point is that I moved back in with my mother last year. And at that time, I felt that it was the best thing that I could do for myself and also to give her some support. My father had passed on. She was alone. And I also felt that we could make a home together. The death of my father came very suddenly. He died of a cardiac embolism. He was a healthy man, but he passed on suddenly. And so I felt that moving back in with my mother, I could create a home for the two of us. I just lost my wife and children.
Bad year.
It had been a very bad year. And I had obviously been out of work for some time as well.
You know, the economy is so good. What is going on with your work?
Well, because I do some computer troubleshooting. I had been on with Honeywell for a while, but I wanted to go out on my own into my own business. My business did not fare well, so I went into the consulting end of things, and that line of work is very sporadic.
So your business went belly up, huh?
Well, my business did not do well. It's not been a very easy couple of years, one with my divorce and my business going badly, so I wanted to do something which I felt would kind of reinvigorate our family. I moved back in with my mother. And that was on my mind.
All right, now this goes to a letter to Santa Claus or something.
Well, I don't believe in Santa Claus, but I wanted to resuscitate a tradition from my childhood in our home. Something that I had always done, and it was kind of a family tradition. I had always written a letter to Santa Claus, and I would give it to my mother or I would give it to my father. And on the letter to Santa Claus, I would write the things that I wanted for Christmas. I wrote, and I thought that it would be, as I said, reinvigorating, resuscitating, or bringing back a family tradition. I wrote a letter to Santa Claus this year. On it, I listed some things that I wanted for Christmas.
All right, now, let me interrupt you. You wrote the letter to Santa Claus. You don't believe there's a Santa Claus, obviously.
Of course not.
Okay. But you wanted to do this to why?
To kind of bring back a family tradition, to get my mother involved in the spirit of the holidays. My mother's never been a real big fan of Christmas, but I know she celebrated it for us.
All right, so you wrote this letter to Santa Claus. I mean, you wrote the letter to Santa Claus, but would you give it to your mother?
Well, this is what I'm getting to. I wrote the letter to Santa Claus, and on it I had a wish list of things that I wanted. I wanted some shirts and a tool chest, just things that I would want for Christmas. And I walked it into the kitchen. It was a morning about 2 weeks ago. I walked into the kitchen. My mother was sitting there having breakfast. And I said, Mom, here's my letter to Santa Claus. And I had written it in pencil the way I had when I was a boy. My mother was sitting there eating breakfast. She put down her fork. She opened up the letter. She read it. Now, you have to keep in mind that my mother's never been a very big fan of Christmas, but I thought just the idea that she was reading the letter to Santa Claus, I thought was a lot of fun.
Did she say anything?
No, she had not said a thing. She simply put down her fork, looked at me, looked at the letter, took it from me, opened it up, started reading it, and then the thing that I think really almost just devastated me to a degree, because this is the cynical nature of my mother. She took the letter after she'd finished reading it, and she made to pretend like she was wiping her private area with it, and then put it down on the table and went back to her breakfast.
I'm sorry, sir. You okay? Okay, do you want to take a break?
I just need a sip of water.
All right.
I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm awfully sorry.
That's okay. So you gave the letter to your mother. This was a letter that you'd written to Santa Claus because you wanted to just have some fun, right?
That's all we wanted to do is have some fun. And she took the letter.
And she pretended like she was wiping her rear end with it?
Yeah. Then she put it back down on the table and went back to eating her breakfast. And during this whole time, she didn't say a word. So I have taken legal action. I want to secure $10,000 from her inheritance from my father so that I can buy myself something for Christmas.
And well, but when you gave her the list of toys, they're not toys. What was on the list? They're not...
Some shirts. I wanted a tool chest. I mentioned a DVD player. Not anything, I don't think, out of the ordinary, but stuff that she could certainly get for me. And instead of telling her what I wanted...
Has she asked you what you wanted for Christmas?
No, she hadn't. That's why I thought I'd do the letter to Santa Claus. And what I'm looking to secure is about $10,000 so that I can secure some of these things for Christmas, and maybe not even that, maybe $5,000. But the problem is that she is not a big fan of Christmas, and I have actually had to go and retain an attorney to look into this. Because
is this about the fact that you want stuff for Christmas, or are you angry at your mother for like pretending like she was wiping herself with the letter?
I thought it was a low blow. You know, I gave her the letter to Santa Claus. She reads it and pretends like she's wiping her rear end with it. I thought that that was a low blow. I thought that was insulting. I think it shows a great deal of cynicism.
I need to take a break, Mr. Grover, and I know that we want to talk to your mother as well. This is a very, very unusual story of a man who moved back in with his mother at the age of 31 and gave her a letter to give to Santa Claus. He knows that there isn't a Santa Claus. She took the letter and wiped her rear end with it or pretended like she was. He's angry at her now. He wants some money from his father's inheritance to buy some presents for Christmas. This is a grown man and obviously an elderly woman, and this is what's going on in their home. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you have a question or comment, 1-800-449-8686. And this is the Phil Hendry Show. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Boy, the holidays are tough. And we're talking to a guy, because Mike Schaefer pulled this off the wire earlier, a guy who he lives with his mother. And let's resist the temptation to knock a guy just because he's back home with his parents. He's suffered a divorce. He's been through a divorce. And I understand that, Mr. Grover. And you've also lost a business. We wanted to get your mom on the line, too. This is Bridget Grover. You live with Bridget, is that your home?
Yes, it is.
Could you speak up, please?
Yes, it is.
And can you tell me why it is you would take a letter from Santa Claus that he wrote just as a way of reinvigorating a tradition?
Well, you know, Mr. Hendry, I have to say this idea that Larry is reinvigorating a tradition, he knows that I have never, ever, ever enjoyed a Christmas. We did have Christmas for him because he was a boy, but I have never enjoyed it.
And why did you take the letter and pretend like you were wiping your rear end with it?
you can't answer that, Phil.
I can answer. Yes, I can answer that. And the answer is, I'm tired. I'm on in years, and I think I'm tired of dealing with his infantile fantasies. And
no, she didn't want to answer the fact that she took my letter to Santa Claus and pretended like she was wiping herself with it. And
all right, well, I wanted to get her side of this. I'm going to take some phone calls here, 1-800-449-8686. But essentially you're saying, Mrs. Grover, that you're not a fan of Christmas?
No, I enjoy Christmas, but I want Larry to stand up and be a man. And
I am a man, and I'm trying to be a man.
Hold on, sir, and be a man, ma'am? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and try to stand up and be a man and not... rely on me for all of this, because he's really disgusting me with his behavior, and of course, certainly I'm humiliated by this pending legal action.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say that what's the gentleman's name? Mr. Grover.
I'm Larry Grover. Yes.
I don't. You think you ought to be ashamed of yourself? I mean, here you're sitting there freeloading, living with your mother anyway. I mean, I understand you.
I'm not freeloading,
time.
Living. I'm not freeloading.
But you're paying your rent.
449-8686. Wow. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here listening to this. I'm absolutely outraged that you could be so disrespectful to your mother, who has been gracious enough to let you back into her home and is giving you shelter.
She brought me into the world. She brought me into the world, sir.
You are giving her this insane, childish Christmas list because you think she doesn't have the holiday spirit.
Because of the fact that she brought me into the world.
DVD player. I think that at 31 years of age that when you're able to get back on your feet and get a job, you go get yourself a DVD player and don't expect your mother to buy it for you.
I'll ask you a question because I gave her that letter to Santa Claus as a way of having some fun at Christmas time, nothing more. And she took it and pretended like she's wiping her rear end with it.
Take her to lunch.
Why should I take anybody to lunch who insults me that way?
Instead of doing something insane like giving her a list of things that she can buy for you, why don't you take her to lunch and thank her for letting you come back into her home?
And what's wrong with her getting me some things for Christmas that I need?
You're 31 years old. You should be buying her things for Christmas.
I have moved back into her home to help
her. Is that a gift to your mother? You're moving back in is not a gift to your mother.
To help a sister after the death of my father 3 years ago. And
all right, I'd be willing to give you that, Mr. Grover, that you're helping your mother through a tough time with the death of your dad, okay? But what people are saying is do you really expect her to pay for your Christmas?
Why is that such a difficult thing to ask a mother to pay for her son's Christmas?
Because you're 31 years old.
What is that?
You're not a child. Don't act like a child.
So in other words, we don't
act like a man. Act like an adult.
Do you give your adult friends Christmas presents? I think you do, sir.
I don't give them DVD players. I certainly wouldn't try to secure $10,000 from their inheritance because I didn't get my way.
Mr. Hendry?
Yes.
I live on a fixed income. I think that Christmas is something for children. And
if Christmas is for children, then why do adults celebrate it?
And I also think that I'm not a religious woman, and I don't know why I should be forced to celebrate this just for the enjoyment of someone else. And
all right, so in other words, you do not want to celebrate Christmas anymore now that your son has grown up.
I think it's strictly for children, yes.
Well, then she should never have started it in the first place.
That is absolutely
She should
insane.
Never have started it in the first place because it got me into a mindset that I like Christmas. And I...
Can't you grow up?
Have you got any kids, sir?
Yes, I have two children.
All right, and if your kids came to you with a list for Santa and you wiped your butt with it, what do you think they'd say?
These are children that the man had. Yeah, how old are your kids, sir?
My children are 5 and 6 years old.
Five and six-year-old children.
My children, when they're 18 years old, to have their own lives. And don't, I don't want my children to live with me. Have no concept of what it is to be an adult.
Wait a second. I'm a man who moved. I know that there's no Santa Claus. I know that I am a gainfully employed man.
Well, you're saying that your business went belly up, though, right?
My business has gone through some tough times, yes, but I am currently consulting.
Is it a regular paycheck?
It is not at this time, and I guess what you people are trying to say is that I'm freeloading off my mother. I don't.
No, please don't get me wrong. I'm not disparaging you for moving back in with your mother, and I'm not disparaging you for your divorce, and I'm certainly not disparaging you for your company going belly up. All I'm saying is, with all of these things that have happened to you, it's time that you pick yourself up and not try to look for comfort in your mother by expecting her to buy you all of these things. You really do need to.
I was trying to bring back a family tradition. And
your mother obviously doesn't want any of that anymore in her house, okay? You're all grown up.
I think she's depressed since the death of my father, and I think giving me some presents or having a Christmas tree would be a nice thing.
Why don't you give your mother presents?
Because right now I'm in between assignments.
Okay, your mother's on a fixed income. She's not on a fixed income.
Money from my old man.
Okay, thanks. Phil Henry Show. We'll be back.
Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vote comportera Poodle. J'ai déjà mentionné Stupid American. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
I understand that. Did you say that?
No, I did not threaten.
All right, hold on. We're back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Did you threaten to put her in a home?
I did not threaten to put her in a home. I came back and to move back in with her to take care of her after the death of my father. I mentioned to her that I wanted these, you know, that I gave her the list for Santa Claus as a way of, you know, of enjoying our Christmas. And I said, you know, she obviously got very cantankerous, and I mentioned something about a home. And
he, Phil, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
He said that he would put me in an old folks' home if I didn't see my way clear to honoring the memory of his father and getting him these things for Christmas. And
well, that's just flat blackmail, okay?
I did not say that.
You mentioned the DVD player and the big screen TV because I called him List Boy and because I made a reference.
What did you call him?
She called me List Boy, as in, hey, the boy with the list.
And List Boy?
That's correct. She called me Larry the List Boy.
And it was a joke, and it was intended as a joke.
Well, it hurt me very deeply. And
Larry the List Boy, because you're making lists for Santa Claus.
Because I made a list for Santa Claus, and I said nothing to her when she wiped her rear end with the list. I said nothing to her about any of that, but I have...
But you're considering some legal action, so yes, you are doing certain things against her. You are getting angry. You are plotting retribution here. It isn't just one-sided, okay?
He's just he's Santa Sissy, is what we used to call Larry, because he was always such a sissy for Santa Claus.
And I happen to like Santa Claus as a kid. What's wrong with that?
I thought it very, very odd, Mr. Henry, and I've always tried to, you know, to steer him away from that.
All right, let me get some other phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman is seeking $10,000 from his mother for Christmas presents because she wouldn't honor his list to Santa Claus. I think I'm saying that. But the thing that really made you mad is she wiped her rear end with the list. Anyway, here's Bernie on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Bernie?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I wanted to ask him, how did your father earn his money? Did he earn it or did someone give it to him?
No, my father earned it. My father worked 40 years with Santa Fe Railroad.
Okay. Why don't you go out and earn $10,000? You're 31 years old.
I gave my mother a list.
Your mother did her part. She brought you
into
the world.
That is exactly right. And
the problem is you're part of this instant gratification society. Someone has it, you want it.
When I was a boy, I could make a list for Santa Claus.
That's it. You're not a boy. You're a grown man. You have children to think about.
Have you threatened to put your mother in an old folks' home?
I mentioned that maybe she belongs in one, yes.
And I think that is such blackmail. And
it's not blackmail. But you're
it is blackmail.
How is that blackmail? I gave her a list for Santa Claus, And then, in the very classy way that my mother has always behaved, she takes it, looks at it, and pretends like she's wiping her crotch with it.
I was trying to make an impression on you that you are a grown man and you can take your Santa Claus list and you know what you can do with it. You know.
Hey, Mother, how do you like strained peas?
What's that supposed to mean?
Because that's what they serve you in an old folks' home.
See what he does?
See what I do? Have you ever wiped your crotch with a kid's letter to Santa Claus? I don't think you have, ma'am.
Well, let me tell you,
have
the Bible,
you? No, let me
ask, tell you.
Let me ask you,
let
have
me
you ever
tell
done,
you this. The Bible
ever,
says that you are supposed to take care of widows, not take from them.
The what?
The Bible.
See, that's something we never had in our
well,
home.
Well, that explains why
believe,
you've got so many problems
my
in your life.
Well, then it's my fault?
It is your fault.
We
you
never
are a grown
had
man. You're responsible for your own behavior.
Oh, and I was responsible as a kid to get the Bible into our house. Is that
you know
it?
What? You moved in your mother's house.
No,
she's
when
taking
I was a
care
kid,
of you,
when I was
and
a kid, we didn't have the Bible in our house. When I was a kid, we didn't have the Bible in our
You're
house.
You're not a child anymore.
Well, what about when I was a kid? Why didn't
it's
my mother
over
have
with.
The Bible there?
You're not a child.
Well, we didn't teach Larry the Bible.
It
we
doesn't matter. He's a grown man. He's been exposed to it.
Well, I don't know about that. We never were believers in that hogwash. But we always felt that if we just loved our son, that's all he needed.
Well, apparently
because,
it wasn't, because now he wants you in a nursing home and he wants to sue you, so you were wrong.
Well, the problem is we went with this Christian thing about the Christmas. And if we'd never introduced that God-awful nonsense into our home...
Listen to her. She thinks Christmas is God-awful nonsense. And all I wanted was a list. I had a DVD player... A high-definition
yeah,
television.
Yeah, but see, you're not celebrating Christmas for Christmas. It's I want.
I wanted it.
Listen to you. You're very autocratic. I want. Mother is older.
Yes.
You moved in. She's taking care of you. You want to sue her or put her in a nursing
well,
home?
Well, you know what? You know what started this?
What?
Larry wasn't circumcised. And I made a joke one day. I called him Missile Dick.
You see that? You see the kind of mouth my mother has?
Okay, please. I don't want to talk about this, all right?
Well, that's all that I said to him, and he made a big deal out of it, you know. So you listen to this lady. She knows what she's doing.
The lady doesn't like you either.
You like me, don't you?
I don't want to get in the middle of that.
Well, don't you like me? I'm 65 years old. My husband's been dead 3 years. I'm trying desperately to hang on, and I have List Boy here who wants a DVD player. I got the Missile Boy, and, you know...
It sounds to me like you're taunting him, and I don't think that that's right.
I don't
and,
either.
Well, you know, he needs it, don't you, Larry? Huh?
Stop it, Mother.
Come on. Ow.
It sounds like they both need
Wait
help.
Mom.
Yeah, they got some kind of a weird relationship.
They really
Come
do.
On, Larry. Come on.
Ow, quit it.
What are you doing to him?
I'm hitting him on the ass. Because he is such a baby. Here, Larry, come here.
Don't hit me there. Ow!
He's a baby, you know. He's a real ass. Are you a mother?
Yes, and I would never be like you.
No, but do you love your children?
I have a daughter, and she's wonderful.
You should love your children. And
but it doesn't sound like that you ever really loved
him. I love him very much, but he never became the man that his father is.
You know why? People become what you call them.
Hey, Mom, one word, bed sores, okay?
You hear the threats? You heard the threats?
But he got it from you.
Well, what did I do to deserve being put in an old folks' home?
Well, you started it. You started calling in names and abusing him verbally. I'm sorry.
Well, I made a little
He's
crap.
A baby because you made him a baby.
I made him a baby, but I'm calling him names. Are you a mother? Do you love your children?
You know something?
There's
I don't
nothing
want to talk
wrong.
To you anymore. I think that you've got two sick people on your show.
There's nothing.
Well, what are you trying to say to her, ma'am?
I'm just saying to the lady that there's nothing wrong with disciplining a child properly and giving him, if you believe in the Christian faith, giving him the Christian faith. If you don't, that's fine. We always would take a ping pong paddle and put tacks in it. Do you know what I mean by that?
You're not serious, are you?
What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about how you discipline a child.
Are you talking about putting tacks in a ping pong paddle and hitting the boy with it?
Well.
She did, Phil. She did.
She hit you with a ping pong paddle studded with tacks.
Yes, she did.
She's reaping what she's been sowing.
Wait a second. But Larry said that he enjoyed it, didn't you? Didn't you, Larry?
Sometimes.
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
No, you're the one that has the problem.
No, I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
he
enjoyed
it.
You're sick.
And let me tell you something else. Don't ever raise an ass like I have. He's such an ass.
He got the DNA from you, lady.
I beg your pardon?
That's right. He got it from you.
Are you talking? You're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to
you. Yes, she is. If you abused your son like that, then...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You people
really give me a pain. You know that? It's like having to put it up there twice a month with you. What do you mean that I...
Well, look, lady, I don't want to hear your vulgar mouth, okay? If you hit your son with a...
Hey, mother, okay? Restraining straps, think of that.
You hear him threatening me with an old folks home? Do you hear that? Do you think that's right?
I don't think it's right hitting your son with a ping pong paddle with tacks in it.
What a pussy.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's me. That's you.
That's me.
Right.
But you've got to consider the source.
Do you hear the
abuse? She's sick.
You see what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry, and the lady in the talk show line? This woman put me through this.
Now listen, you're old enough to get out of that house and move.
Well,
Let her have her money.
Absolutely, make your own. Absolutely, but I'm trying to.
The lady that I'm speaking with, where are you calling from?
Texas.
Okay. What if I were to give you a couple of whacks? What do you think about that?
Lady, I'm not afraid of you. You're 65 years old and you're 3 or 4 countries away and you have no wisdom.
That hurts.
You have no wisdom.
That hurts me very deeply.
And you're reliving everything.
The truth hurts.
Shut up, Larry.
Ow!
Keep your mouth shut in my home.
Where do you find these people?
What is going on with this guy? What did you do?
You need to respect your elders.
What did you do to him?
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry yourself about it. What are you saying, lady?
You're abusive.
Come at me.
I think you have a demon in you.
Little Larry the List Boy.
Shut up, mother.
Larry the List Boy.
I got to put her on hold. She's giving me the creeps. It's like talking to Mrs. Bates.
There's something wrong with them.
It's like talking to, who's that old lady in the movie? Mrs. Bates, right?
It reminds me of that movie, Sybil.
Get the number for, you got the number for these people? Call them up. The mother sounds whacked out, and she's still abusing this guy, and he's 31. You know, I've heard about women who abuse men. It's probably not as common as men abusing women, but I've heard of it. Because some guys will just stand there and take it, especially if it's from a mother.
Well, he seems to like it.
That's what she said, too.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call this evening. Phil Henry Show. Larry the List Boy. It's the Phil Henry Show here, and we'll be back. See if you can't reestablish contact with those people, and I'd like a little bit of sanity from them when we come back, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Larry and Bridget Grover in West Los Angeles. Larry wants to take legal action to get some money from his mother, and Bridget Grover is his mother because she did not, she took a letter to Santa Claus that he had and wiped her rear end with it or something.
I did not wipe my rear end with it, Mr. Henry.
Let me just finish the story here. I know you didn't literally. You made like you were wiping your rear end with it. And also the fact that you want to bring back some... I don't know what this is about, Mr. Grover. I do know that I have a question for both of you. Have either one of you or both of you together been to counseling?
No. We don't need...
I've suggested it, Mr. Henry.
No, we don't need any counseling. Larry needs help from a doctor. He's a grown man who gave me a letter to Santa Claus. I wiped my ass with that.
And for a mother to use language like that, and for a mother to raise her child in an environment that is bereft of any spiritual guidance, and
that's exactly right, Mr. Henry. And I that's why I love Christmas. And
he's not getting any money from me. Do you know that his father died 3 years ago?
I'm aware of that.
Do you know how he died?
My father, Phil, died at Dodger Stadium.
Let me tell the story, okay? Larry's father stood up for the seventh inning stretch at Dodger Stadium and had a cardiac embolism. He died watching a team that he alternately loved and despised. He loved the Dodgers, and yet he despised them for all of the hell that they put him through. And when he died, I was happy. I was very...
You see that? She was happy that my father died.
Hold on, I want to hear this. Why were you happy?
I was happy because he wouldn't put himself through the living hell of going to another Dodger game and looking at that garbage. And I would rather that he die with his heart and lungs exploding inside of his chest cavity and suffering from massive internal bleeding than to have to witness one more inning of Dodger baseball and listen to Vin Scully one more half second. I was happy when he died, and Larry was upset, but I knew what his father had been through, and I told Larry, if you can be half the man, even dead, you're not half the man your father was. Right now...
It sounds to me like you're humiliating him.
That's exactly my point. And
right now, with his father moldering in a grave, Larry still isn't half the man that his father was.
Well, it sounds to me like you're being abusive, and it sounds to me like this is a guy who is trying to struggle from some terribly abusive and traumatic upbringing, okay?
Well, there's only half of his father left.
We got it already, Mom, okay?
Well, I'm trying to make the point...
Hold on. I think both of you need some counseling. Here is Krause on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
I think that boy needs to grow up a lot. He needs to take his thumb out of his mouth and quit depending on his mom to change his dirty diapers. And the mom, I think she needs to be locked away in a psycho ward and throw away the key.
Oh, so you have a problem. You don't like either one of us.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm suspicious of people that you can't make your mind up. And
I'm being a man. I went to her with the Santa Claus letter.
Grown men don't write letters to Santa Claus.
And why is that?
Because Santa Claus is make-believe.
I know that. I'm doing it to revisit a tradition from my childhood. Get it?
Doesn't he sound like an ass?
Doesn't he sound like an ass?
Doesn't he sound like the perfect picture of an ass?
Like mother, like son.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It means you're an ass, too.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I'm 65.
So?
Do you think you'd have the guts to stand nose to nose with me and tell me that?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
And what if I whipsawed your ass? What would you think of that?
Listen to her threatening.
We don't have to get physical, all right?
No, I'm not getting physical. I'm making a promise I can keep.
Oh, but believe me, I am too.
Dump, 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 dump.
Get a load of the vulgar mouth on her.
Well, I think you antagonized that woman to the point where she would use vulgarity. Let's everybody just calm down. I don't want to hear that language again. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean you could hear the fat in that woman's throat?
Well, she sounds like a young woman with her throat jammed with fat, and that's really sad.
All right, here is Marietta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, you know, I'm a 35-year-old single mom. I have a 17-year-old son and then two smaller daughters. First of all, with the boy, I'm not much older than you, and I wouldn't tolerate this kind of behavior from my 17-year-old.
What are you talking about, me?
Yeah, you.
What have I done other than give her a letter to Santa Claus?
And... Oh, please.
What have
and
I
the
done
mother.
To give her a letter to Santa Claus
the mother,
that she wiped her ass with.
Well, you know what? You need to just get over it.
Have you ever done that with a letter to Santa Claus?
No, I wouldn't.
You need
my
to hear...
children.
Exactly.
But you know what? If
what?
My son was 31 years old and came to me, I don't know. I might would do that at saying, listen, you need to get a life.
Exactly.
Don't be looking at me to buy you a DVD player. Get a job. Get a job and do it yourself and take care of yourself. Taking care of your mother. But...
And he wrote it in crayon, too.
Well,
that was the part.
He was joking.
Yes, I was trying
okay,
to...
Okay, but the mother... You have antagonized this child. Because he's still a child.
The man
doesn't even know how to be a man because you have not even allowed him to be a man.
What did I do that was so wrong to Larry?
The way you're talking to him now.
I'm trying to get him to...
You refuse to allow him to grow up.
I'm trying to get him to be a man.
No, you're not.
But
you're forcing him to still be a child.
Well, I don't... If you can point out what I'm doing wrong, his father died... On Larry's 29th birthday, his father was at Dodger Stadium. He stood for the seventh inning stretch.
I heard.
And
my heart goes out to you for that.
He collapsed.
My heart goes out to you for that. I have a lot of compassion for you for that. But
my father died where he would want to die, at Dodger Stadium.
But it's no excuse.
Oh, he hated those bastards.
It is no excuse for the way that you talk to your child. But there's no excuse for the way that a grown man should treat his mother.
Well, ma'am, a grown man. I mean, I said, can I have this stuff for Christmas? And she won't care.
All right, if you're going to cry again...
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Can you hear this ass?
You are 31 years old.
Exactly. That's
my point. No, lady, listen. You know, I mean, I have been raising my kids for 14 years. I've been raising them by myself. All right.
Well, how good of a job are you doing?
I admit I make a lot of mistakes.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, I'm not at all calling you imperfect. But
I'll tell you what.
I wasn't about to put you down. I'm talking
to this
young man.
I'm talking
to this young man. My parents made a lot of mistakes with me, too.
Yes.
But you know what? The time came where I said, I'm going to make a difference in my life. Mister, you need to decide.
Would you pardon me for a minute?
You are utterly...
What are you doing?
Kill it.
Gross. Kill it. Sorry.
I couldn't hold it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Phil Hendry Show.
Good way to get out of the hour, though.